joining us. I'm Erica Wu, and I'm the Business Development Manager of Global Tech Hubs at Life Science Nation. I'm joined today with Alexander Margulis from Mansfield Bio Incubator.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate you reaching out to me, and I'd be more than happy to talk about Mansfield Bio Incubator.
Yeah, great. Could you introduce yourself and also a little bit about what you do with Mansfield Bio in the Massachusetts area, some of your new initiatives, and where you and the organization is going?
My name is Alexander Margulis. I'm a Mansfield Bio Incubator's Chief Operating Officer. We are a nonprofit organization who has created an emerging life science startup community less than 1 hour from Boston and Cambridge. Our facility is a mixture of a top-notch equipped to BSL2 private and shared spaces, open and private offices, conference and meeting rooms. We provide lab space, equipment, collaborative environment, and other key services such as connection to investors, networking and educational events, and internships for the students in local colleges to ensure our members' success. These amenities come with a substantially lower price as compared to Boston and Cambridge, and thus a lower barrier of entry to the top-ranked life science ecosystem in the world. We offer several tiers of membership, from a virtual office to a bench in a shared lab space or a private suite. We accommodate the companies ranging from just having an idea to those raised Series A. We have opened our phase one 10,000 square foot space in 2017. Recently, partially thanks to the grant from Massachusetts Life Science Center, we have finished our 16,000 square feet phase two expansion. To commemorate the expansion, we have recently held the ribbon cutting ceremony at the grand opening. The event featured the keynote addresses by local, state, and federal elected officials, including U.S. House Representative Jake Auchincloss. We also had showcased several of our member companies. We are currently hosting over 20 companies, and they're developing therapeutics, medical devices, clean tech, in diverse areas of life sciences such as oncology, women's health, animal health, biomaterials, water purification, and others. During our five-year existence, our members raised tens of millions of dollars and created around 20 jobs and numerous internships. I'd like to talk a little bit about our recent initiative with Diana Davis Spencer Center of Entrepreneurship Center at Wheaton College. It's a liberal arts college located 15 minutes from our facility. In less than a year, this partnership resulted in the placement of two interns and one full-time employee. In addition, we hosted an experiential learning class for several Wheaton undergraduate students. Through our partnership, efforts are underway to develop the programming dedicated to creating more internships, facilitating student entrepreneurship in the region, and provide the training and mentorship to our existing member companies.
That's amazing. And yeah, thanks for sharing. It's really exciting to hear about, you know, all of the great collaborations with local universities such as Wheaton College, and to really provide like the internship opportunities for the graduate students to really get into the industry, and just overall the huge expansion of lab and shared working spaces. So that's super exciting. And, you know, on that note, you've attended Resi Boston, and, you know, when we returned to in-person events in September, it is a great place to network with all of the early stage ecosystem in the city. Can you share a little bit about like your goals for Resi and like what your process was like working with Life Science Nation? Yeah, I would love to hear more about that process.
I would like to start with stating that Resi provides rich content to help the entrepreneurs develop their innovations faster and grow life science companies. The conferences feature a lot of informative sessions on how to direct and keep your life science startup on a path to success. This include the fundraising tips, partnering with strategics such as Big Biotech and Beck Pharma, maximizing the interaction with investors and family offices, and others. I'm also impressed with the variety of the startups that I have spoken with in terms of their geography, types of research, and diversity of founders. In addition, I'm impressed with a number of high-profile investors spanning a wide range of investment stages in medtech, digital health, biotech, pharma, and other areas of life sciences. And I strongly believe that the programming should be a must for any company. Quite frankly, I would have liked to see more companies from our incubator to attend the RSA conference on a regular basis.
Yep, that's great to hear. And you know, we really try to have our tech hubs really be part of our program to really help their startups get connected with our network as well. And you know, you've met with a lot of founders, investors, service providers, and you've been to RESI, you've seen what it's like. And shifting gears a little bit, if you could talk about, you know, what types of initiatives and strategic goals does the incubator have for 2023?
Great, sure, of course. I would say I would start with stating that with the age of globalization, despite the geopolitical tensions that we see, I don't think it would quite disappear. It's remarkable to see that high quality innovation projects are everywhere in the world. At the same time, we have multiple challenges to tackle. To name a few would be climate change, emergence of more infectious and deadly pathogens, increase in obesity, cancers, respiratory diseases, etc. In this way, forming partnerships with tech hubs across the world will allow us to make the world a better place through exploring potential synergies and robust exchange of ideas across the tech hubs. The tech hubs in our innovative startups across the world are looking to establish their presence in the USA, and especially in Massachusetts, because we offer the top-ranked ecosystem with unparalleled capital and other physical and intellectual resources such as laboratory spaces, trade organizations, top-tier universities, and high-quality talent to accelerate the commercialization of the products and solutions. More companies in our ecosystem would lead to the virtuous cycle of creating more jobs and student and internships and form a perfect alignment with our goals, which would be create a robust entrepreneurial community in Southern New England. If the company is successful, the same benefits will also be reaped by the tech hub where the company has started. In this way, we're aiming to create a win-win partnership with other tech hubs in the Life Science Nation ecosystem.
That's super amazing to hear. We have so much innovative technology these days all around the world. And like you mentioned, ranging from obesity, cancer, and respiratory diseases. And on that note, I would love to hear more about, you know, from your view on any trends that you see coming out of the incubator and, you know, how you're making a difference in the Boston area.
So our ethos is to try to help young life science companies while remaining agnostic to the specific technology trend. As mentioned before, our member companies' technology domains span from oncology drugs, regenerative therapy in animals, cannabinoid research, fertility diagnostics, and clean tech, to name just a few. With that being said, we are the only incubator around Boston who can boast four femtech companies specializing in ovarian cancer diagnostics, women's sexual empowerment, fertility diagnostics, and next-generation birth control intrauterine device, or IUD. This is consistent with the general trend to paying more attention to long-neglected health and well-being issues plaguing women across the world. We're extremely proud of making a significant contribution to help tackle these important challenges. And another thing I want to point out, that more and more emphasis is being put on actually decarbonizing the world, or making less waste in the world. And what we are seeing that what might happen is more companies like those will be coming to our incubator as well.
Definitely. I do see a huge shift in trends from femtech technology in the cancer diagnostics sexual empowerment and overall fertility diagnostic space. So it's really, really exciting that Mansfield Bio has the ability to host all of these startups and to really coach them and provide all the services where they can, you know, make a bigger difference in our world. So yeah, thank you so much again, Alexander, for joining us today. Everyone that's joining in today, please contact Alexander and the team at Mansfield Bio Incubator. I greatly appreciate your time today, and we hope to see you, Alex, at future Resis. And I look forward to seeing where the Mansfield Bio team goes.
Thank you so much, Erica. Likewise.